Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Build a wall. Donald Trump clearly doesn't care about being politically correct. His comments have angered lots of people about immigration, but he's over that. He says, deny, 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 baby. Deny citizenship. It's just that easy. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're shaking and baking in a couple of different directions, including starting with the Trumpster. He flat out says, deny citizenship to babies of people illegally in the U.S., period. He did an extensive interview with NBC's Meet the Press, saying he'd push to end the constitutionally protected citizenship rights of kids of any family living illegally here. They have to go. Quote from Trump, what they're doing, they're having a baby, and then all of a sudden, nobody knows. The baby's here. So native-born children of immigrants, as we know, even those living illegally in the U.S., have automatically been considered American citizens since the 14th Amendment. So you have to go back to 1868. You would be taking a wrecking ball, to steal the words from Hannah Montana, to the 14th Amendment in this aspect of how it's been spun, established in 1868. So now the odds of flipping that amendment's citizenship clause, not good. You'd have two-thirds of both houses of Congress would have to support it, three-fourths of the state legislatures. Republicans in Congress have failed to do anything, really, since 2011, to pass any bills aimed at birthright citizenship. I mean, they're just dead on arrival. Trump says they're illegal. They're illegal. Let's triple the force of immigration officers. Let's eliminate that tax credit payments to immigration families, immigrant families, residing illegally in the U.S., and that'll pay for all the extra people at the border. Here's the part I liked. Make Mexico pay for a permanent border wall. Yo, Mexico, are you listening? Drug cartels, write us a big, chunky check. Of course, that's not happening, but to his point, bravo, we have been getting sand thrown in our face for how long? And we have to pick up the pieces in many different areas? And that's one of them. And in Mexico, they don't care because the money's coming back. Some of it is flowing back into Mexico. So it's like tourism export dollars, whatever you want to call it. Just pull it back in. Now, it does force the hand of the 16 dwarfs, meaning hi-ho, hi-ho, off to work we go. We want the nomination, but we don't want to have to reveal too much. And he's forcing the candidates to have to reveal. Because once he makes a big, bad, bold statement that gets mega headlines, then everybody is asked about what Donald Trump has said. See what he's doing? He is leading the pack. They are following his lead. That's exactly what's happening. And why was the 14th Amendment written the way it was written? Because of slaves, to help the freed slaves that were now citizens, which now is applied to everybody, every foreigner that shows up, they can give their children citizenship, U.S. citizenship. I still say it would be such an arduous climb to go up against the Supreme Court, ultimately, and flip 14, that clause. It's not happening. But I love the fact that he brought it up. I love it. Coming up on America Tonight, we have some odds and ends, some sad stories, something horrible coming out of Hawaii, and a few other things to talk about as well. But we start with politics because Trump is the thing that people are talking about. Everywhere I've gone outside of the radio world, that's what people are talking about. Donald Trump. What do you think of Donald Trump? Think he can make it? Think he can be president? Wow, I like Donald Trump. I've had more people tell me that they like Donald Trump than you can imagine. In the last 2 weeks especially. There's been a huge uptick. So it's not, oh, he's just going to... He's going to divide, and this is bad for the party and whatever else. That's not what I'm getting. I'm getting he's the only one who's saying what he thinks and what is actually better for the country. Do you agree? You can always tweet me at Real Radio Talk. Send me an email at americatonight.net. Or pick up the phone. You know that blue light that's shining by your bed? I know you've fallen asleep on the couch. You're listening. Your hand is reaching over to make the call. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And then I've also had a few people that just, there's just no way. They think Donald Trump is a sideshow act and can't even believe he's gotten as far as he has gotten early in the game. Believe it, people. Believe it, people. All right, I got to give you your little weather zip in here because we've got massive heat slamming into the west and the south. Severe storms are starting to hit the central part of the U.S. I mean, but blistering heat in the 115 category. Whew. 115. Oh, that is rough. And for all of our friends in Spokane and Washington State, we feel you because of the fires there. They've had some evacuations. They've had firefighters who have come in from other parts of the country to help put out the fire because there's just not enough people. So bravo to all those people because that is a tough assignment. You are dog tired. I mean, look, they know they signed up for that. But the key is to get it out as fast as they can. Hillary Clinton made news once again for her emails, but it was because she used her Snapchat account to make a little bit of a joke about the email controversy. I don't know that everybody thinks it's so rip-roaring funny, Hillary, especially when they say 300 emails now are questionable that were labeled as classified. She said today, I have a Snapchat account. You know what's great about that? The emails disappear. Oh, but I'm pumped. Rim shot. All right, hang with us. Odds and ends on the flip side.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to alkavision.com to find out more. That's alkavision.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
So on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Ah, yes, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. So, odds and ends. Sadly, there is a terrible story out of Hawaii. Can you imagine that you see somebody trying to jump and they're on the ledge? And it's not a movie, and it's not funny, and there's not going to be somebody that's playing a guitar talking them back in. But there was a guy who really desperately wanted to help somebody that was on a ledge. So this was at the University of Hawaii in Honolulu. Kids aren't back in school yet, so there were some people in the dorms, and one of the guys was going to jump. So a 24-year-old man was trying to bring inside a distraught 19-year-old who went out the window onto the ledge on Sunday. What happened instead from the 14th floor is both fell to the ground and were critically injured. They were taken to the hospital. The 24-year-old who was trying to save the life of the 19-year-old died. The 19-year-old is in critical condition still. Now, neither of them was a University of Hawaii student. A student who lives at the dorm had some people over. The two were there. So they didn't release their names. And, it's just a terrible tragedy. They're looking to see if there's any kind of a violation of student code. But, that's not bringing them back. The school year, like I said, hadn't started. So you had a handful of people around. And you've got these two towers that are part of this dorm. The university just, I think, at a loss for what to do or say. They did a nice thing. They at the university's flagship campus in that neighborhood, there were people that were leaving flowers and that kind of stuff, and they encouraged that. And let everybody be known that counseling was available to other students, because there were definitely people that were outside that sadly saw that. What's going on with our dentist friend who killed Cecil the Lion in Minneapolis? He lives in Minneapolis. His practice is in Minneapolis. Walter Palmer has River Bluff Dental. And they decided they were going to see patients again and open the office. The office has been closed since late July after the criticism over the killing of the protected lion Cecil. Palmer says he relied on his hunting guides to ensure a legal hunt in Zimbabwe. Supposedly people were going in and out, so they didn't talk to the reporters. There were some reporters staked out, and Palmer hasn't really said much about it, other than that he's blaming the people that took him on the hunt. But he's in fear of somebody trying to do something, because of the outrage. The public outrage over it was incredible. I mean, so incredible that they designed the little Cecil the Lion and put them out there for people to buy to help the cause of being, you know, helping these protected animals instead of being lured out, which is immediately, again, it was the lion that really stuck with people and infuriated them that the lion was pulled out of a protected area. And boy, that outrage was, you could feel it across the country, couldn't you? You absolutely could. All right, how about this story for odds and ends? The scientists discovered a 7,000-year-old mass grave in Europe. Construction workers unearthed centuries-old, is what it is, a grave as well in Pennsylvania. So there's been a strange phenomenon of this lately. I mean, I shouldn't say phenomenon, because if you could easily hit bones or trip into something when you're digging, but they say it's rare evidence in Berlin, this word's coming out of this, of a prehistoric massacre in Europe after discovering this grave. And they say that they've got, it looks like the continent's first farmers, and it looks like they had some terrible wounds. Archaeologists examine the bones of 26 men, women, and children buried in a Stone Age gravesite near Frankfurt. They say they found blunt force marks to the head, arrow wounds, and deliberate efforts to smash at least half of the victims' shins, either to stop them from running away or as a message to the survivors, is what they think. Ooh. They say I could go on, it's just brutal. But torture, mutilation, not sure. They're trying to figure it out. But they believe it was a farming people who arrived in Europe about 5500 BC, and they were farmers, and then that's what happened to them. They were overtaken. They don't know all the details. They're trying to piece the history together, but that's pretty wild. And in Pennsylvania, similar thing in Pennsylvania, I mean, not like this, but similar, finding a grave site. Construction workers had also found a grave site in Pennsylvania, and a massive grave at that. So what they believe is, local historians say the bones could belong to the people who died during the 1918 Spanish influenza pandemic, which wiped out 1,600 people a month in the United States. I mean, they call it the mother of all pandemics. And the people who bought the land in the late 90s say they were told about rumors of a possible unmarked cemetery in the area, and apparently they found it. So that would explain why you would have so many people in that grave because of a pandemic. Oh, tough times. And I can remember, of course, reading about that in history, and that makes sense. If you're talking about that many people a month, that's a lot of people, and spread out in different areas, too. Brutal pandemic. And I think that's why people, when there is something going on that relates to what could be a pandemic, there is obviously a little bit of panic because of what we've seen happen in our history, right? All right, this is scary to me, and this fits into odds and ends. Just imagine a 747, how big and how heavy a 747 is. A typhoon lifted this Boeing 747 right up in Taiwan. And I happen to see the video of it, and you can see it lifting the nose of a China Airways cargo jet. And the typhoon had wind gusts of up to 143 miles an hour. So, of course, that's what was happening. Whew. And think about this. A typical Boeing 747 could weigh more than 970,000 pounds or around 400,000 pounds without fuel or cargo. That's why you need about 180 miles an hour to get a Boeing 747 in the air. Because that's not a light plane. Not a light plane. And that shows you the strength of what a typhoon can do. All right, I'm going to end with this odds and ends. Just when you think it's awful because of the heat, think again. What does the Old Farmer's Almanac predict? They say it's going to be super cold with a slew of snow for most of the country. Thinking about snow already. So above normal snow, below normal temps. For New England, all of my friends listening in New England, icy conditions in the south. Ugh. Just frigid weather in the Midwest. In the Pacific Northwest, snowy periods in mid-December, early to mid-January. Oh, man. I'm not ready for the white stuff yet, are you? Ooh. Stay with us.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Lance Allred. He is a passionate person, and because I've been listening to his podcast, so I certainly know that, and I've heard that from others. He's a keynote motivational speaker. Woohoo! You want to hear him speak for sure. He's a published author and the first deaf player in NBA history, and there's so much more to Lance, and we're going to just dive right into it. Lance, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me. It's going to be a blast.
All right, so let's talk about, first of all, your background. You grew up tell us about the background of growing up in Mormon culture, but you had to deal with the polygamous culture of that. Explain that, because I was just reading something about breaking through that and what it was like for you, because you were in a much different world, obviously.
Yeah, so obviously there's a misnomer that most people think Mormons are polygamous. It's not true. About 0.001% of Mormons are polygamous. It's kind of like radical Islam. So I grew up in a polygamous commune in rural Montana, born there in 1981. My grandfather, Rulin, was the quote-unquote prophet. He founded this polygamous group. And the reason why I'm legally deaf or 80% hearing loss is that my grandfather was a naturopath. He's the one that delivered all the babies for his commune. But he told my parents not to worry about the Rh factor. You're familiar with that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll explain it anyway. My mother was a negative. My father was a positive blood type. And nowadays, a hospital just simply injects you with something, no question asked. But when you're born in your grandmother's bedroom in this polygamous commune without the medical amenities to take care of this kind of things, lots of stuff happens. But my parents had four kids before me, then I was the last one. And when I was born, I was almost dead. And they finally took me to a hospital in tiny Hamilton, Montana. And there was a Johns Hopkins educated resident who specialized in RH because he's an RH baby himself. And so he took me and put me in the incubator, and I had several blood changes, not just transfusions, but changes over 2 weeks. And so we're not sure if the nerves in my ears never fully developed or if they were damaged during the blood changes. But at the age of two, everyone realized when, you know, I was violent and very frustrated as a kid, they finally took me to an audiologist and found out that, yes, I'm severely hearing impaired. And, you know, I could be angry or upset, but because of my grandfather, I am deaf. But he was assassinated 4 years before I was born by the wife of a rival polygamist leader. And so I never knew the man, but I grew up in his polygamist utopian dream.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were some good things to it. I mean, I had over 400 first cousins. And, you know, we're like little Smurfs running around in this polygamous commune in rural Montana.
Wow. I can imagine, obviously, you speak about that and you talk about it. What kind of reaction do you get from people? I think it's a great story to share because of what people can learn from that.
Yeah. The great thing about my story is that it caters to any demographic. In that it's not just sports, it's not just religion or psychology, it's not just perseverance and achieving your dreams and whatnot. I can customize it to anybody. But when the thing about the polygamous aspect is when I was 12, you know, there's some baggage. You know, obviously, every background is going to have baggage, but at the age of five, my Sunday school teacher had told me that God had made me deaf as a form of punishment for being unfaithful in a pre-existence. And, you know, as an adult, you kind of laugh at these things like, yeah, you need to get yourself checked into an insane asylum. But as a five-year-old kid, you're absorbing all this information around you, and the cult mentality is very submissive, very do as you're told. And so I developed a huge victim martyrdom complex. Yes, I'm being punished. God doesn't love me. I have to earn God's love, and et cetera, et cetera. So there's baggage there. And so that's something that people really have to understand about us, too, is that, yes, I mean, yeah, I have achieved a lot in my life, but a lot of it was overcoming my own limitations, my own thought patterns that I placed on myself that underlying subconsciously followed me. I'm pervasive throughout my adult life until I finally learned to change it around. And so when I was 12, my father was the heir apparent to the All-Ray group. He was a doctrinaire. He was a theologian. He's the guy that knew all the history about why we did what we did. He discovered that several of our leaders have been sexually abusing their kids for years. And we were like, if these are men of God, how is it even possible? But we were the only ones that left. Well, my father, yes, I grew up in a monogamous home. He did at one point have a second wife, but she left shortly after I was born, so I had no recollection of her. So I grew up in a monogamous home, but it was normal for, yes, my cousin to have several moms. So you could say, yes, we were able to leave because we only had one wife, and we could move, whereas my aunts were in plural marriages with great guys, where they would tell the second wife, hey, good luck, you take the kids, we'll take the kids. So you can say they were trapped in a way, but if you're unhappy enough, I don't care what your situation is. You'll get out of there in any situation, not just polygamy.
Yeah.
But my father became the scapegoat. Because everyone adored him so much, all of a sudden he's now the apostate. We don't have to think about all these other perverts who are on the council. Let's just focus on Vance so everyone can bury their head in the sand. And I learned at that age that most of religion is psychology, as cult mentality, is that we're going to die, and it gives us huge anxiety. And so we have religion to pacify that anxiety by telling us, yes, there's a heaven, we're going to be okay. But then you take a needle of steroids and you inject it right into the ego, and now you get to tell yourself, oh, we're special. We have the one true faith, and God knows us all personally, and we're all going to be his right hand, and everyone else is going to be our servants. So you realize it's mostly psychology. There's nothing spiritual about it.
Yeah. So coming from that background, what is your theory, or do you practice any kind of so-called, like you're saying, religion or spirituality, or what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah. He must label. I am a spiritual person having a human experience.
There you go. I like that. That's great. Yeah. A spiritual person.
Yeah, I mean, when we broke away, we did join the mainstream LDS church. And I grew up there as a teenager. And so by this time, we were living in Salt Lake City. And it was good because it helped me kind of assimilate into the mainstream culture that was Salt Lake City. So I wasn't such a baby, socially speaking, because you kind of had stunted social skills when you grow up in a commune and your cousins are your support system because your blood, you have to like each other. But now that we were moving out and I didn't have my cousins anymore, and that, transitioning into mainstream Mormonism helped, but it didn't really fit because I used the analogy of, like, you see the war movies and a soldier gets shot in the stomach mm-hmm. and he's trying to put his guts back in. He can't put them back in. They keep slipping out. So once you break out of one little paradigm like that, it's really hard to fit back into another paradigm very perfectly. It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
And then also with all my travels, you know, Mark Twain said it best, travel kills all prejudice, biases, and everything.
Mm.
And having traveled around the world for 10 years playing basketball, it's just like, you know what? I'm just a human. Who am I to think that I could possibly put God inside of a box?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love that. So you made the transition for us. You saw that. I love that, the talking about Mark Twain and using that analogy, or using Mark Twain to say, hey, you experience the world and you think differently. So you got to experience the world. Tell us how the basketball started for you.
The basketball started right at the time when we broke away from the all-red group. I grew from 5'10 to 6'4 that year in eighth grade. And I had no friends. Yeah, it's just new school. I'm walking around the hallway, and the coach sees me. He's like, hey, you should come play basketball. I'm like, sure, I've never played before. I mean, I was so uncoordinated and clumsy with my inner ear imbalance at the time. And by the way, the reason why I can hear you talk right now is, one, the digital era is a great age to be deaf, and that I can finally hear the diction, but also I have it on speakerphone, and so if you were listening to it, you would have an earache for the rest of the day probably just because it's blasting.
Right.
And, you know, people are like, still skeptical, but when I show my keynotes, I have video footage of me at the age of 12 talking, and you can't even understand me. It's that
bad. Wow.
And you know how, like, deaf people, they kind of talk like that's almost diction.
Yeah.
Do this, we talk in the back of our mouth because you feel the reverberation in your skull, and you feel like you're making a sound.
But
then finally, when I got my digital hearing aids when I was 16, I was like, you finally start to hear a little bit of the diction in the front of the mouth. And you're like, I see what's going on. And so I was a speech therapist twice a week till I was 16. And, you know, I had to first learn to read the word, watch someone pronounce it, and learn how to speak back in kind. And so it took me, and now after 34 years speaking English, I take the vowel shifts, the A-E-I-O-U, and the context of the conversation we're having, and you piece together what's being said. Because, you know, most people, especially when you first meet, we only say so many things to each other, so you kind of know what the patterns are, and I just kind of just answer everything back because I know that's what's coming next.
And you're able to figure it out. Lance, hold on a second. We're going to continue there. We've got to step away for a quick second. We'll be back with more of Lance Allred here in just a minute on America Tonight.
The sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Talking about what a revelation, Lance, I have to say, I think I'm a pretty educated woman, and I have a friend who's a writer, and he's deaf, and he's got hearing aids that he tells me are tremendous, but some of what you said resonate because he's told me about that, and also he says reading lips, especially when someone's kind of a talker, and they enunciate, so he says, like, it's easy for him when he's sitting across from me to be able to see that, but yeah. As you said, so it's better for somebody who's deaf in this age, because there's just more modern conveniences that help.
Absolutely. Growing up, I just had those big analog hearing aids. And all that really is just a big giant speaker being plugged into your ear and just blasting sound. So you have a constant headache as a kid. I hated my hearing aids. I tried to hide them all the time and get rid of them. But, of course, my mom would always pay my siblings to go find them. And so I hated them. But digital is so much nicer now because, one, it's not just blasted sound. But when there's a voice, it immediately registers it and then it amplifies it. But it's nothing crazy. So, yeah, I mean, what a blessing that these challenges that I have, I'm in this modern age that allow me to be successful and to assimilate into the culture. But with basketball, I never wore them because collisions. After that year when I started playing, and I wasn't very good at all, I started playing again at the age of 14. Before that, I was a Nintendo kid, and I was very good at Nintendo. But we slowly started to work and work. But the catch is, I couldn't tell you this honestly at the time. I wasn't old enough to have this dialogue in my head. But looking back, I know the reason why I got as good as I did as quickly as I did was My main drive, well, one, I love to prove people wrong. I have a nasty habit of doing that. Fight's a great motivator, but it's kind of empty calories. Because once you prove someone wrong, you're kind of like, oh, okay, now what? But also, I was playing so that God would love me. Even though we had broken away from polygamy, we joined the mainstream LDS church, so we're still talking about the same God, the same Book of Mormon, and Joseph Smith and everything. So in my head, I'm thinking, okay, this is still the same God that I've been told that was punishing me with hearing loss for being unfaithful in this pre-existence before this life. And so that was my main motivator, is that I had to work that much harder just to be normal, but also I had to atone for some past sin that I had no recollection of. And so every made or miss shot had eternal ramifications. And so looking back, you might be able to understand now, rarely did I actually ever really enjoy it. It was, I'm playing for my eternal soul, really. Though no one ever really told me this, this is the information that I have been receiving throughout life to this point, and how I've created this really shoddily quilted paradigm, and this is how I made the logic fit. But it's a double-edged sword, and so, yes, later we realized that I had obsessive-compulsive disorder, but I kept it hidden through basketball for so many years. And so I would go home after every game, and I would lay there, and I would replay every play precisely in my head and think about what I could have done better.
Wow.
Or every made or missed shot, every turnover. So everything, again, had just eternal consequences, and that's how intense it was. So, yes, it's a double-edged sword, but that's also what allowed me to get as good as I did, as quickly as I did.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's kind of how the basketball started.
Wow. And so, you know, you go through and you've played for a whole bunch of different teams, and then you get this break in the NBA. You're signed to like a 10-day deal with the Cavaliers. I remember it. I was on the air, actually. It was in March of 2008. Then they sign you for the remainder of the season. What was it like playing for the Cavaliers, playing in the NBA?
I'll tell you, this is where this is the whole story, where it kind of climaxes. But I remember I was standing there on an NBA court in Cleveland. I was shooting a free throw, and I remember standing there and I was thinking, is this it? Is this the best that it gets?
Oh, wow.
Because now you can understand is that the reason why I was playing basketball was so that I would feel love, that I would think that God, that I would feel this love that people kept talking about of what God provides. And so once I finally got there, I was thinking, well, why don't I feel any different? Why do I still have all this anxiety? Why don't I feel any more secure? Why don't I feel that God loves me? But that was the deep psychological stuff. As far as the perks of playing in the NBA, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, yeah, I had fun playing with LeBron. I know people give him a lot of flack, but I keep telling everyone, context, please, context. This is a guy who grew up in a background where no father figure. His mother, as we know, was very absent.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, coming out of high school with that much money and fame thrown his way to handle it as well as he did, people don't understand. They'll never know that kind of pressure, but they can sit there and judge. And I tell people, LeBron James is one of the smartest people I have ever played with, not just basketball IQ, but just pure human intellect. LeBron is up there, one of the people I've known. He's a very intelligent person, and people don't understand that.
Yeah, I've heard that from other people, Lance, too, that have gotten close to him. Like, you were close because you're there playing on the team, and it's what people don't know, it's what they read in the media.
Exactly. And the thing is, and they keep comparing him to Jordan, but Jordan didn't have to deal with social media.
Yeah.
So he was able to always be like an arm's length removed, still mythological in a way. Whereas social media just invades privacy. And there's no, so you either can keep trying to ignore it and be viewed as a petty brat, or you can just embrace it and try to go into it, which people then think you're a diva. So those figures. You can't win. You can't win. But then, like, the person, travel and everything. So people often ask me, like, yeah, what was your favorite thing about the NBA? What do you miss the most? I tell them, like, towels. Like, towels? I'm like, towels. you know how many teams I've played around the world in gyms with no air conditioning, with no towels around, so you're just sweating, just sliding everywhere. I'm like, man, I could just use a towel right now. Because when you're in the NBA, I'm 100% serious. You can put your hand out, and there will be some little minion with a towel ready to put it in your hand. That's what I miss the most about it.
Yeah, you got to love that. We're speaking with Lance Allred, a keynote motivational speaker, former player in the NBA, first deaf player in the NBA. Lance, so now you transition that to what I'll call the platform, and you're out there speaking. What's speaking been like for you?
Oh, yeah. So I just retired 5 months ago. I did my last job in Puerto Rico. But I've had a lot of practice. My book tour in 2009. I realized that, you know, I enjoy this. This is pretty fun. And it's the same adrenaline rush. You know what I'm talking about? You get the pregame jitters. I mean, you get on the stage and you get warmed up a little bit. And then some days you don't quite have it, but then some days you're just in the zone. All the right words and adjectives come exactly the precisely right time. And it's the same adrenaline rush that those athletes are junkies for. And so now I get to go stand on the stage and I get to communicate with people. And one, I don't have to listen to them and converse back. It's not like I'm in a loud room where my anxiety just spikes with several people talking. I just have to talk. People have to listen to me. That's not that hard because I shot a free throw in front of 16,000 people that want me to miss. That's pressure. Just talking for an hour isn't pressure. And so if some people are surprised, like, wow, you know, who knew you would, be taken off as well as you did, and you're actually quite good at it. I'm like, well, I guess. I mean, I come from a line of polygamous charlatans, so obviously I have a nice
You have the gift of gab.
Exactly.
Oh, I love that. I want to tell everybody so you can learn more about Lance, and, hey, you could have him come to your area and speak. Who knows? There might be a right fit there. How can they do that? They can go – well, one, they can go to LanceAllred41.com. You have a Book Me button right there. They can hit that, right,
yeah,
for more info?
I do. And last week I just signed with American Programs Bureau, the oldest speakers bureau in the world, and they just contacted me and it said, we love what you do. We'd love to have you on our team. I'm like, so you can go to apbspeakers.com as well. And so, yeah, just 5 months in with how fast it's taking off, I mean, I'm just pinching myself. And people think it's overnight, but as you know, I mean, these are skills and connections that I've been developing over the last 10 years as a professional basketball player. And professional basketball in sports is corporate. It's a corporate world. And it's a beautiful segue for me because I don't have to leave any skill or connection that I developed over the last 20 years as a basketball player. I get to just simply roll over all those hours as well as a basketball player that never quite paid off financially that I invested into being a player, and I get to roll them all over into this new profession. So it's just a beautiful segue for me. It really is. There's no hitch or hiccup right now.
I love it. Lance Allred, perfect place to end this. Thank you so much, and continued success.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me, and best of luck to you. You did great work.
Thanks.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.